It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The British Labour Party picks a new leader tomorrow, someone to succeed former Prime Minister Gordon Brown. With Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron leading a coalition government, the new Labour Party chief will be leader of the opposition. And here's a twist. With the future orientation of the party at stake, the two leading candidates are brothers, the Miliband of brothers, David and Ed Miliband. Columnist Simon Hoggart of The Guardian joins us now from London. And Simon, first of all, who actually takes part in the vote to choose the Labour Party leader?
Oh, well, like everything to do with the British Labour Party, it's very complicated, but it's a weighted vote of members of Parliament, labour unions, and individual members.
Tell us about the brothers. David Miliband, some of us here know about because he was the Foreign Secretary. Ed Miliband, also a member of the Cabinet?
Ed was the Energy Secretary and Climate Change Secretary in the last Labour government, which ended in May. He's very keen on climate change, by which I mean he's very keen on stopping climate change. Fanatic's the wrong word, but certainly a great proselytiser for the need to do something about it, carbon capture, that kind of thing. A very fashionable cause these days, as you know.
David Miliband is the senior brother at 45.
He's the older one, yes. And I think it'll be psychologically very, very painful for him if his brother wins. And the bookmakers are saying that's a strong possibility tomorrow. You know, I'm a big brother myself. I love my little brother greatly. But if I suddenly woke up and found that he was my boss, I think I'd find it a little difficult to adjust to. But there's talk now that David will indeed force himself to be a junior partner in whatever administration or shadow administration that Ed were to throw together.
And their background, where the Milibands come from?
Well, David and Ed Miliband were raised by their parents, were Marxist intellectuals, not necessarily communists. They weren't lovers of Stalin, but they were very left-wing indeed. Lived in North London, which is often a hotbed of left-wingery, if you like, and a very intellectual upbringing indeed. And both of them look rather geeky, I have to say. And both of them, to be frank, are rather geeky. The older one is David. He looks doubly geeky because his head is on at a rather strange angle. His mouth, for example, seems to point up at 45 degrees. I always think when I see him that it looks like a kid has been making a Mr. Potato head in a very clumsy fashion.
I'll let you move on to his brother. First noting, however, that I have had dinner with David Miliband and I did not have the same impression, but go ahead.
Well, you probably didn't see him smile very much. Of course he would in your company, I know. But he was his brother, he's the little brother, obviously, Ed, and he's thought to be slightly more left of centre than his brother. I think a lot of people are going to vote for Ed because they don't believe that any of the candidates has any chance of becoming Prime Minister, that David Cameron is there for a long time, but they want the party to get back to its roots. And it doesn't actually matter whether the guy is immensely popular to the public as a whole.
When Labourites say that, when left-wing Labourites talk about going back to roots, how deep do they plan to dig? I mean, back to nationalising key industries, that sort of Labour Party?
Oh, no. That is as dead as the woolly mammoth. But empowering the labour unions slightly more than they are at the moment. I think mainly, though, the very populist attack on bankers. Bankers are very, very unpopular at the moment. If you made a speech echoing Lenin and said, you know, we are going to hang the last banker with the guts of the last hedge fund manager, you'd probably get a cheer almost any audience in Britain, and I suspect quite a few in the United States as well. So I think you would see threats of a great deal of action against the bankers who brought us, or so it's believed, to the state we're in, which is not a good one.
And the Miliband brothers are not the only candidates seeking the post of Labour Party leader. There are others, but they're considered the two front runners.
They are, yes, and nobody thinks the other three have much of a chance. The bookies have Ed just coming in on the rails to beat his older brother, and that's today's betting result tomorrow, and we'll know in less than 24 hours.
Simon Hoggart of The Guardian, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.